Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to speak on behalf of the International Panel on the Regulation of Autonomous Weapons, IPRA. IPRA is an independent group of international scientists from various fields ranging from philosophy to engineering. IPRA is financially supported by the German Federal Foreign Office. Mr. Chairman, humans exercise control in different ways and at different stages through design choices, mission tasking, and mission execution. Deliberate design choices are crucial for enabling operators, teammates, and commanders to maintain the desired and appropriate level of control during tasking and execution. IPRA also suggests to use two categories for analysis. First, control by design and control in use, and second, situational understanding and intervention. Control by design focuses on the technical requirement. It refers to a specific hard and software design which allows an operator to actually exercise control during the operation of the system. Control by design calls for specific instruments in the human-machine interface and relevant procedures programmed into the system's processes to enable human input and intervention. The concept of control by design encompasses the possibility to set probes to illustrate and assess the system's state and actions in the various steps of the targeting cycle. It is a necessary condition for control in use, which encompasses the procedural requirements to maintain control over the system during planning, tasking, and operation. A law executing its mission would require a two-step approach to system design. It consists of, first, the ability of the human to understand the situation and its context, including the state of the weapon system, as well as the environment, and second, the option to appropriately intervene if necessary. Situational understanding means that the human operator is aware of the environment and the mode of the system during the operation. The continuous awareness regarding the environment is necessary because battle space situations change, for instance, if civilians enter or if a combatant surrenders or is wounded or thus hors de combat. The supervision of the system itself is important to discover malfunctions or hacking before a catastrophic effect occurs. This also influences both the system design and interface, as it must present the operator with that information. Intervention. To allow for actual control over the system's action, the human operator must be able to override the system, meaning that the human should be able to appropriately manipulate the machine at any point in time. In a maximalist version, that would be realized in all steps of the targeting cycle, but at least during the targeting selection and engagement, the human should intervene. IPRA uses these four proposed criteria to define a spectrum of control that ranged from very restrictive to very permissive. This spectrum can be used to analyze different technologies and situational context for their legal, ethical, and operational impacts. You can find out more about this in IPRA's latest report. There are copies in the back of the room right behind me or on our website, ipra.org. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.